You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning to you. It's 6:05. Your high day is going to be 84. Maybe fogging some areas. Check the traffic here in just a little bit. I know there's some tie-ups out there. All right, so White Claw, is there a problem?
Yes, it's so popular right now that they have an issue keeping up with demand, and there are places that are running out.
And that's stupid.
running out.
People talk about it all the time.
Yeah, they do. There's other types of drinks that are similar. It's not the same thing. It's just not White Claw.
So apparently their sales have been up 283%.
What happened this year though? Like why? Was it a hotter than normal summer? Was it what caused the, you know, because it's been around since 2016.
Yeah.
I think something just catches. Like finally something just becomes a thing. And suddenly, like, it's in the right people's hands, and the right people are making Insta moments about it. And then next thing you know, it becomes a sensation.
I think we're just a follower. We all do the exact same thing.
We do.
Yes.
We're just
absolute bunch of copycats. So that's what they're saying. People don't go, I want a seltzer. They just want a White Claw.
That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Just a White Claw.
People are like, we have other seltzers. Would you like that? No, I want a White Claw.
Because there's what? Viv and Bon or
the other big one is Truly. It's called Truly. That's the big one. So I guess that's their main competitor. So if you go to any store, they have them both.
I mean, has that ever happened before with a major booze? Like, was there ever a summer where we ran out of Coors Light?
No.
No. Don't they usually stay out in front of demand? Isn't this a good problem to have?
Well, that's also why I read this, and I also thought, is this created? You know, I'm so jaded at this point because we're coming off of the heels of the whole Popeye's chicken. Like, we're out. Like, how are you out of chicken?
No, I know.
You know, it just seems so.
Remember, iPhone came up with that, created.
I want.
They created that deal. There was always never enough. They've gone back to the marketing approach of the Cabbage Patch doll at Christmas.
Right.
Let's not make, why make enough?
I know.
When you can have, so apparently certain flavors, like you really like, is it the mango one that you enjoy?
Are you a mango man or a ruby grapefruit?
Well, no, because we've talked about it and you said you did have a preference. I'm not trying to bait you, honestly.
I know. It's okay. I've accepted
He's a mango
this.
Man.
I'm a mango man, but I'll drink anything but the
but
lime.
Sometimes he feels a little ruby grapefruit.
I do. That's the sweet Wylene's favorite.
Why don't you order the pure hard seltzer? That's the unflavored one.
Ew.
I've never seen that option, but the flavors are black cherry.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Ruby grapefruit, natural lime, raspberry mango, and pure hard seltzer unflavored.
Yeah, lime is good.
I've never seen that pure hard seltzer option.
Yeah, there's like a tinge to the lime. Like it's like a weird chemically taste. Like they don't get the flavoring correct.
It's not enough lime or something.
Well, this seems like a fitting headline for the end of summer. It's like, hey kids, summer's over. Get rid of your summer love, which is White Claw. We'll see you next year.
I know.
Yeah. Can you drink it year round? It should be like Labor Day.
I know
There's no White Claw after Labor Day.
There are summer drinks. There are drinks that are quintessentially summer.
It's called margaritas.
Margaritas at any time.
And whatever, the daiquiris, strawberry daiquiris. Isn't that
daiquiris,
summer?
I always think of like lemonade, like any kind of like vodka lemonade. That to me, it's like once it starts getting cooler out, you feel like sort of silly drinking it. Because it just seems like so summery.
Says you.
I know. I'm saying this is my stuff. Time to start transitioning. I've already started moving some reds into my wine.
It is funny, though. As soon as that story came out, I instantly was like, Wylene, we should just go buy as much as we can find.
You wanted to put it like in your bunker? Your prepper bunker.
Yeah, she looked at me like I was insane.
You did have a cache of it, though.
I do. I still do. We just keep buying it. For some reason, we just keep buying it. I don't know what it is. So whenever I go to the store, I grab a six-pack of it. Every time.
Where are we seeing the evidence of panicking, you know, when they use these phony headlines? Millennials in the panic. Are they?
Yeah.
Have you seen the panic?
No.
They said they're working around the clock to increase supply. So this is admitted on, it's Anheuser-Busch. And so it's admitted on their end that like they kind of got pantsed by everybody wanting it. I just didn't realize. I'm like, how hard is it to crank out seltzer? I mean, it's not like we're talking about a 78 Bordeaux. I mean, don't you just put it all in a
Budweiser had the clout to go, we're sorry, We didn't realize there were how many pussies lived in this country.
Yeah, I know. That's like my buddy Manuel says every time. He goes, do they make those White Claws for men? Mm-hmm. As I'm drinking one.
You're like, how dare you? Well, slap.
I don't know. Let me find out. But
I guess beer sales have been down. That's one of the things. So that's why they sort of diversified Anheuser-Busch. They're like, you know, fleshing out their profile. Because people are getting more into craft beers, less of those like Bud, mm-hmm. Bud Light type of things.
Well, get your White Claw while you can get it, people.
Find it while you can. Yeah. The makers of the opioid painkiller OxyContin, there's word that they're filing for bankruptcy.
So they don't have to pay out all these people.
Right. Jerks. Purdue Pharma, they're expected to file for bankruptcy protection now that settlement talks are over in their role for the nation's opioid crisis. Apparently it's hit a snag and they're using this opportunity to maybe, I don't know, find a way around. Purdue and its owners have offered to settle about 2,000 lawsuits against the company in the price range of $10 to $12 billion.
Why can't we say, okay, you guys can do that, but you have to give us like three or four execs that we get to throw through the moon door?
Yes.
That would be like, great.
That's okay. Just 10 of you have to take your lives.
That's it. And we get to do it.
And we get to choose the 10.
Yeah. Hari Kari, you know, the Cubs announcer. Hi, everybody. I'm going to devour myself. Where is, has anyone gone to jail yet over the?
No,
not yet.
No. So there are attorney generals from a couple different states. And I guess Purdue has dug in and they're rejecting proposals on how the big problem that they're hitting a snag on is yes, fine. Here's the money. But how do we dole it out to who's the deserving it. People?
400,000. Yeah. They speculate 400,000 American lives were lost over the last two decades due to the Oxy breakout.
Wow.
I don't know how accurate that number is, but it's a lot. Yeah. It's basically the White Claw of heavy drugs.
Yes, it is.
Only the hit that you take is personal, and it's when you're drinking White Claw. Nebraska was voted the least sexy state in America. Come on!
Why are we the least?
Did
you
I know!
Mean number one
well,
on
who
the
are we
list
sexier then? I think locally we think we're sexier than Iowa.
Yes. Iowa's 23rd. I mean, they're not even in... I mean, they're in the top half. So like, they're not even close.
Who's the hottest state around us? Colorado.
Illinois is number one. I'm like, have you been to Illinois?
Where do they get this?
Clickbait, gross.
What does that mean?
It would be Colorado.
Colorado. It goes Illinois, Colorado, Florida, California, Hawaii. Really? Illinois has the sexiest people over California or Hawaii?
Well, you live there.
I guess I didn't know the matrix. we're building it on people. I didn't even read the story. But by sexy states, I'm just saying you wouldn't think.
No.
They gave no specifications
a state
for the term
to a
sexy.
Human body, you'd be like, Colorado's got some nice mountains.
Yeah.
I think oceans would help. It's what, sexy people?
They gave no specification for the term sexy.
There
well, so
okay.
there's
the
no
should
like.
Have been like, clickbait says clickbait. Clickbait.
I love clickbait. All right.
So 1.5 million. Asked their social audience, 1.5 million people, to get insight on where they think America's most beautiful people are located.
So it is people.
So, yes, I guess there is people.
Gotta read that. You got to read that.
Got to get past all the other. Yes, so it is people. And it was Illinois, apparently. And then behind us, we're 50th. Of 50 states, and then it's Alaska, New Jersey, Alabama, Maine, and West Virginia.
Where was California?
California was fourth.
I mean, we know that all of the beautiful people in America tend to move to California
exactly.
or New York.
Yeah, they chase whatever
they're
looking
for. I mean, you're literally the
for.
Prom queen, and people are like, oh my God, Jessica, you're too beautiful for this small town in Iowa or Nebraska. You should move to Hollyweird.
Hollywood. I thought one time I wanted to live in Hollywood.
Doesn't everybody?
Stupid. I was so young.
And
I
even
thought,
if it's a fleeting
you know,
thought, you
that's
think,
what it was.
Am I supposed to go west?
That's what it was. I thought maybe I'm supposed to be somewhere else, in like Florida, or maybe like California, and be a movie star. At least try.
How old were you when the stream
last
hatched?
Week?
Oh, okay.
Think about that. You're
yeah.
going.
So pretty
thing. I mean.
Yeah.
All the hot people, they're in California. They're not in Illinois.
No.
No.
Molly lives there.
I'm telling you, first and foremost, as a resident of Illinois, this is BS. This is, they're not, we are not the sexiest state. It is not true. That is right. Your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Yes. Good morning, 627. Your high day going to be in the lower 80s today. We're dialing down to the end of summer. I think we have 1 week left of summer.
Official summer.
Fresh.
Could be a lot worse. We could be like in the Bahamas. What a mess that has become. I just got back in town. I was out of town for, I went on a little road trip here out to Yellowstone, everything like that. I got almost caught in that fire. It was the weirdest thing. North, it'd be, well, down there by Jackson Hole, there was a fire. They were about
like
to evacuate.
Wildfire.
Yeah, it was weird. It was caused by Mylar balloons. Like, we were just there.
Like, graduation, birthday balloon.
Yeah, something like that. It got caught in the... Because they had pictures, actually, of somebody taking a photo out of Jackson Hole.
Yeah.
Because they're about to evacuate the whole... they wanted to evacuate the town. We had just left it.
And
I'm
so
like, this
a balloon
weird.
Hit, what, a power line?
Yeah, it hit a power line. And it sparked up. And that Yellowstone area is so dry right now.
Well, that's what happened. Remember in California, it wasn't Mylar bloom, but it was power lines that sagging into the dry trees that caused all those California, a lot of the big fires in California
last
year.
The power company is like on the hook for a lot of that because apparently they'd been warned
about
cutting off the power to those lines.
I didn't see from the photos that I saw after, because I looked into it afterwards, like what would have started that? And there was no trees. I think what happened is just a bunch of Mylar balloons got caught into the power line and it sparked out. And
think about that. That was somebody's party.
Yeah.
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 That's kind of proof of why balloons are stupid. I mean, Mylar ones.
They are.
If they have that potential, it's like keep them grounded.
They're like metal, aren't they? They have like aluminum or something in them.
They're Mylar. I mean, that's literally whatever the compound that is. But it is so strange.
It is. But then when we're leaving, I was, you know, this is days later. We're heading towards Cody, Wyoming. Again, leaving Yellowstone on the east side. And we're driving through, like, you couldn't even see the trees. It was so smoky. It was unbelievable. And I'm like, God, that fire is still going on.
So you guys got nervous that you thought maybe we were trapped?
Well, this was a second fire over by Cody, which is, I think, still burning. I was like, oh, my God, are we going to get trapped? Yeah, exactly. Are we going to get trapped in this thing?
That's spooky.
I've never been in any type of a forest fire setting before, and it is very... very, very freaky, you know? And it's almost like the animals knew it because we were there for 4 days in the area. There weren't any birds flying around or anything like that. So it's almost like the animals knew it, and we were commenting on it. And that was before we even knew about the fire. We're like, where are the animals at?
Yeah, I'm sure
they know, man.
They're in tune with the atmosphere.
Yeah.
They're breathing it.
But yeah, it was kind of a weird, weird deal. Getting caught in a fire. It was just way too packed out there at Yellowstone. Jeez, my Lord.
Did people. You poop in the woods?
No. Why should I poop in the woods? Maybe that would make people
please
leave.
Please don't.
No. No, it was packed. It was unbelievable. And it smelled like people. I haven't been there since I was a kid. But it just, all those sulfur, it just smelled like sulfur.
Oh, yeah,
because
of all the.
Yeah, all of the Old Faithful, all those different. What do you call those things?
Geysers.
Geysers, yeah.
They're geysers.
Everywhere.
Did you actually look at Old Faithful?
Yeah, I did.
So
I sat and
they,
watched it.
They're super active right now.
Yes. There's one that's worse.
So we're old enough that we saw it when we were little kids and it was Old Faithful. It's been broke for a while. It's not exactly fateful, right? It doesn't just go off all the time.
Well, there
used to be by your watch and it was the same thing year in and year out.
Yeah. They said about every 90 minutes because I went into the visitor center and we just sat and it said, what time was that? 1:10 is when it's supposed to go off. And I think it went off earlier than that much. But they have
that
time.
Not exactly faithful.
No, not as faithful. But there is another one out there, which I didn't realize that they're concerned about. And it's shooting like 300, you know, feet up into the air. It's a much larger one. And I think we could see it. Because you can see it from all over the park. These guys are,
oh, really?
Are everywhere. It's like you're on another planet.
It is really weird.
Bizarre.
It doesn't look like Earth. I mean, I was in the western corner of Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And it was, it seriously felt like you were on the set of one of those Star Trek movies where it's like the lizard planet. Like you're walking around, you're like, this is Earth? This is so weird. It doesn't look like any kind of, like they dropped you there.
Well, you're standing on a very thin piece of the Earth's surface.
Yeah.
You're on a tiny piece of crust.
Yeah.
It's just,
like a thin
really...
crust pizza. So all that is right underneath us. Though.
And you got to see the big tie-dye pools, right?
Yeah. We went and saw all those. Those are, again, just geysers that, you know, don't explode, but they're just different colors, all the chemicals. It's bizarre. It's beautiful. It's unbelievably beautiful when not on fire.
Yes, fire does probably.
It's amazing how unbelievably beautiful it is. It's kind of almost, it takes your breath away. But yeah, I went and saw all that, saw a bunch of animals. We had a long road trip. I bet we put 3,500 miles on the car.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
That's a lot of butt sitting.
Yes.
And then where would you stay every night?
We had a first night we slept. It was nice. We got in there. We got to Grand Teton Mountains. And so it was dark by the time we got there. We drove 14 hours straight. And so we parked and it was awesome because Grand Teton Park is my favorite of all of them. And when we woke up in the morning, the stars were amazing, by the way. It's like the sky was painted white. It was amazing. I woke up and the Grand Tetons were like right there in front of me. I looked right through the window. I was like,
neat.
Yeah, you slept in your Jeep?
Slept in the car for the first day.
You did?
Yeah, because it was dark. We had no, I mean, it was packed. If you didn't get there early, you're screwed.
And so you just pull over to the side of the road and you can sleep anywhere.
Just pulled right into park and just sleep anywhere. And you could tell a lot of people were doing that as well.
You see a lot of those rooftop campers?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of different types of campers out there.
There's people who sleep on top of their car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
I've never seen that
one. It's a pop-up tent that goes on top of the car. You see the kids trendy. It looks really expensive and stupid.
The first thing you think is that does that, in fact, will that cave in your... But it doesn't, because you got to remember your car, that roof is safety tested, so just in case you... turnover, you know, can hold like 2,500 pounds or something like that.
It has to hold the weight of the car.
Yeah, if it turned over. Yeah, so. All right, 938-9400. That's in the show.
Wake up.
Get up.
Wake up.
You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
On Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
All right, so Kevin Hart got in a bad accident and...
Bad car accident. Right? His friend was driving his like 1970 Barracuda.
So I'm sure he opened it up like, hey, can I drive your car?
Right.
You know, your buddy. They said no one had like booze in their system, which that's something you're always looking for.
It was like an early Sunday afternoon. So I think it was just like, yeah, let's take it out for a spin.
I remember the kid Paul Walker from Fast and the Furious. Same kind of deal. Remember?
Yes,
letting a buddy drive a car in the middle of the day and like, let me open this thing up. You know, it's somebody who maybe doesn't know how to drive a car like that very often.
Right.
So he's lucky to be alive, but he's got, a bunch of back procedures he's going to need?
So they had to fuse his back in like four different places. He had like four back fractures, and now he's going to have to go through what they're saying are months and months of physical therapy. He's able to walk, but it's like excruciatingly painful. And so the physical therapy is to get him back up to like speed so he can go back to work. Like he is sidelined.
It's a cool car. He's going to need that sense of humor, man, to get through.
Yeah.
All that rehab. Yes. Poor guy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess three different places is where his spine was broken.
Jeez.
And then his friend had to get like extracted from the car.
Weren't there three people in it? Two guys and a girl? I thought there was a third person in there.
I just was reading about two. If there was a third, I mean, that I didn't know about that. I just was reading about the fact that it was him and his friend. I mean, gosh, if there was another person, I wonder how they're doing. But his wife is saying that, you know, he's in good spirits.
Yeah, said his wife's personal trainer. Two of his passengers, including his wife's personal trainer, had to be cut from the wreckage.
Oh, that's terrible. Eddie Murphy is going to be getting back on the road doing comedy in 2020.
Good.
He's going to have a very busy year. In October, he has the theatrical release of Dolomite Is My Name. That's going to be on Netflix. And then in December, he's hosting like a big Christmas episode, Saturday Night Live. It's his first time back to SNL in 35 years. And then Coming to America 2 is going to be released. They've started filming that, and now comes word that he's going to launch a stand-up tour.
Cool.
That's awesome.
I hope it's funny.
So do I. I just watched Chappelle, by the way, on Netflix.
Yeah, it's great.
It's amazingly funny.
Talking about it. And that's what's funny in that Chappelle bit. He talks about Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And about how that was Kevin Hart's dream was to host the Oscars.
Oh,
geez. He's saying, by the way, when everybody tried to get all woke, you took away Kevin Hart's dream. The guy wanted to host the Oscars. He's like, what a weird dream to have. Want to host the Oscars.
I hope Eddie Murphy still has it. I think he does. It's been a while, right? I mean, he was funny back then. I'm sure he's still funny.
It's been decades. I mean, he may have popped up and done like a little quiet set here or there, but since Raw and Delirious, that's been a long time.
It's an impossibly high standard. Because
exactly.
Is it okay for him just to be funny?
Yeah.
The point was he was a rock star. Not many people had ever seen somebody like that. I mean, you watch that Comedians in Cars, that new thing with him and Stiller's like... Stiller grew up with him doing stand-up. Seinfeld grew up with him doing stand-up and said, though, but none of us had ever seen that. We never saw a comedian become a rock star.
No, uh-uh.
It's really, he said everything's, you know, in that Comedians with Cars, he was sort of teasing it. Netflix parked a truck.
I'm going to do it again.
Really?
Yeah, I just had to, you know, everything has to be right.
All right.
Yeah, right is called $70 million.
Okay.
Because that's apparently what Netflix is negotiating with him in order to do this comedy special.
They have too much money.
It is ridiculous.
This dumb money they're spending now while they got it.
I just imagine that it's like a scene out of Scarface where you're just like in a room and there's just like a Hoover, just a bowl the size of a manhole full of cocaine and they're just figuring out ideas because they have to spend this money somehow. Because it's insane how much money that they have and that they pay all these talents. 21 Pilots, one of the guys, Tyler Joseph, he and his wife are expecting. He made the announcement while on stage at Lollapalooza in Berlin.
I want to bring a couple people out on stage, okay?
My new baby.
I want to say, I'm bringing a couple people on stage.
All right.
Yes, very sweet.
How about the band Tool finally allowing themselves to be streamed on streaming services in anticipation of their new album coming out, and it went number one.
Yeah, so
how
Tool dethroned.
Awesome is this? Here's a bit of it right here. This is called Fear Inoculum. Number one.
I mean, that's the day where you could have never even heard of it. You say the new Tool is called Fear Inoculum, and you're like, well, of course it is.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're not going to have an album called Lover.
Exactly.
Oh, my Lord.
I love that fear has beat out love.
Yeah.
It's very, very insightful. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, 402-938-9400. It's 6:52. Your high day going to be, what would you rather hear right now?
I'm liking the Taylor.
I love that song.
All right, again, the high is going to be about 84 degrees.
Why can't they go on tour together?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Tool with opening act Taylor Swift.
I don't know how to feel.